my wife was born and raised in Kirkwood, and then we met and moved to Phoenix, and now this opportunity came up, so it was an easy move to come back here because, you know, I know St. Louis pretty well already just in visiting family and everything, so it was an easy, good fit.
Okay, so I'm bringing my in-laws or my buddies from out of town, and we're touring the Art Museum, and we spend 2 or 3 hours, and we want to come in here and have lunch. Give me a couple of menu items that you would recommend.
Well, I think certainly our meatloaf is very popular, using Rain Crow Ranch grass-fed beef. Everyone's comfortable with meatloaf. It's a known, but we kind of spice it up a little, and it's maybe a little richer than most. And it sits on top of a potato horseradish potato cake, which gives it a little different feel for most. Our pan-seared trout over companion olive bread with a tomato herb salad is a very light, refreshing dish. But plenty of flavor, but you're not going to leave after you eat that dish really full. You're going to feel light and refreshed and ready to tour the gallery some more.
Okay, now, Chef, if I'm here and I've got kids and I want to get, maybe a club sandwich or a burger or something like that, then I would probably want to go to the cafe, right?
Well, we do have a hamburger on the menu. It's Rain Crow Ranch grass-fed beef again. That we use local Prairie Breeze cheese on it, companion burger roll, so you can get that. And we do have a kids menu here in Panorama. But the cafe, of course, is another option. It's a little quicker. It's not as it's a little more informal. A lot of grab-and-go items, coffees, pastries, fresh baked cookies and the such, as well as sandwiches and salads. So kind of just depending which route you want to go.
I think an important thing to know is that Panorama is a completely new facility. There used to be a dining area in the other part of the museum. This is in the new building. And can you kind of describe your kitchen?
Well, yeah, Panorama is in the new east wing of the building. And the kitchen is brand new as well. So that in and of itself provides some interesting eye into the madness. But you know, it's like anything that's new. You have to work out the kinks, and you know, being in a new space, just learning what your space is. But so far, so good.
A little breathing room back there, I'd imagine, as opposed to some places in town. No,
no, it's pretty tight. You know, the building was built for art, and that's what the focus of the building on. And I understand this and recognize that, and we do what we can to be a fantastic amenity in the museum.
Are you completely full up staff-wise, or if somebody in the restaurant biz is on the loose, should they come by and knock on your door?
We're always looking for good people.
Now, among the things we sampled here today at Panorama, you had the pork and grits dish. Can you describe what that is?
Sure. It's a heritage pork loin, pan-seared and roasted, finished with herbs. And it's served over grits that have been infused with grain mustard and Dijon mustard, just to give it not only a little kick but a little bit of acidity, so they're not so rich. The sauce is a bacon and agave nectar gastrique, so you kind of have a sweet and sour. Salt roasted beets. We roast beets just over a bed of salt, and a few other petite vegetables. So it's, you know, hopefully it's inspiring, filling, but not too heavy for anybody.
Those of us at the table here, we were kind of discussing, when did grits become respectable? Because I'm from the South. I moved to St. Louis. I would mention grits, and people would roll their eyes and make funny faces, and now it's on a lot of restaurant menus. What happened?
Well, I think that, chefs are always looking for something new. But I, from my perspective, grits are always respectable. I mean, if you're in Italy, it's called polenta. Yeah. So even though it might be made from a different strain of corn, it's still cornmeal mush at the end of the day. And I think it's the care that goes into it and the passion that the chef or the cook has in making it is, I think, what has made it a recent rock star.
Would you mention a couple of dessert items that y'all are offering here at Panorama, Chef?
Certainly. We do several wonderful desserts. My pastry chef, Candace Shepherd, does a fantastic job. We bake the rolls in-house, brioche rolls, but a couple of the desserts is a chocolate summer cherry pot de creme, which is kind of a very dense chocolate pudding, if you will. We have a rhubarb and Moscato dessert soup that's really tasty. Banana walnut cake that we make in-house. We do bake a chocolate chip cookie to order. It's about 2 inches thick, so it's kind of the thought of the back in the 90s, the molten chocolate cake was real popular. Well, this is kind of a molten chocolate chip cookie, and we serve it with a glass of milk.
Now, have you had a chance to go in the museum? Do you have a favorite piece in the museum? Is there something in the museum that, you know, you would point your in-laws or your friends out of town when they come in to see?
There's a couple of works by Degas. It's a couple of ballet dancers that are particularly inspiring for me. But the entire Max Beckmann Gallery, it's pretty cool.
Did they make you learn all this stuff about art before you got this gig?
No, they didn't. But, you know, interestingly enough, before I took this post, you know, I've been to this museum maybe 8 to 10 times prior to taking this post. I enjoy going to art museums, and so whenever we came to St. Louis, you know, I always made it a point to come here just because, for me, it's very relaxing and inspiring at the same time.
Well, good luck and congratulations. This is a beautiful room, and I wish you well, sir.
Well, thank you very much.